Get into a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body, starting at the head, and bring your awareness and relaxation down through the body to the tips of your toes. As you breathe, relax the tension. Relax your mind. Release any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and God. Relax your soul and follow your inner light for guidance and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, or what's called your mind's eye. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. You are now at your ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1, but do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities. Say to yourself, I ask the goddess and God to protect and guide me in this meditation. In your mind's eye, visualize the great world tree, reaching up to the heavens and deep below the earth, larger than any tree you've ever seen. Imagine the screen of your mind's eye is like a window or doorway, a portal you can easily pass through. Step through the screen of your mind and stand before the world tree. Hear the wind through its branches. Smell the earth where the roots dig in. Reach out and feel the texture of the bark. Simply know the tree is there and it will be there. Place your hands on the world tree and think about your connection to the energy of Capricorn and the Father Gods, the gods of hoof and horn, the gods of new light and the cold dark. Take a moment to reflect on the key phrase of Capricorn, I use. How do you use your possessions, skills, and assets? The world tree opens up to you, revealing a passageway in the roots. Go now through the tunnel of the tree. You see a light at the end of the tunnel, purple or magenta in color. This light leads you back to the realm of the Grove of the Father Gods. You might have to cross a threshold of some sort, a hedge, a river, or clearing, to get to this grove. Feel yourself being drawn to the Father God, and you will know where to go. The light is bright and bleak. The air is cold, like first snow. As the light fades, you see a figure before you. Waiting for you will be the Father God of your chosen pantheon, or simply the Father God who is correct and good for you at this time, waiting for you by a fire in the center of a large grove of trees. The God waits to speak with you. Join the God by the fire, and let the flames illuminate how you see him. Who greets you in this place? Take this time to speak. Introduce yourself if you've not already met before. Speak to the God and listen to what he has to say. He is the father of all witches. How do his fatherly words affect you? You might find yourself reflecting on the relationship you have, if any, with your own father. He might feed you in this grove, cooking something on the fire, or share his drink with you. He might have a cauldron of plenty with many wonderful foods inside it. The God speaks to you about your mission in the world, your responsibilities. He shows you the path of your life and perhaps the path of several lives, the timelines leading you to this place, to this time. He wants to show you your true star, literally and metaphorically, and he urges you to gaze at the heavens. The god then asks you to look into the fire and asks you three questions. What are the responsibilities you have agreed to? What are the responsibilities thrust upon you by others? What do you gain by keeping them? Thank you. feel yourself transform closer to one who will fulfill his or her purpose in life. Your magic bends and shapes your relationship with your mission and responsibilities. Thank the Father Deity for the lessons and the wisdom of Capricorn. He may give you a final bit of advice, a symbol, or even a gift. If you are so moved, return a gift to him, creating an even stronger link. Once done, return through the World Tree Tunnel that brought you to this place, and stand before the World Tree. Step back through the screen of your mind's eye, and let the World Tree gently fade from view. Return back to normal consciousness, counting up from 1 to 13, and then 1 to 12. You do not have to visualize the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and slowly move to bring your awareness back to the physical. Take both hands and raise them over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over your forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, and push out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies you might pick up during your magical experiences. Tell yourself, I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed.